Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
You're getting peppered by women, by the way, before we go to the MVPP. Women don't want to go to wedding showers either, Steve.
815.
I'm a woman. I hate bridal showers. I never would have dreamed of torturing my husband and making him attend ours.
Yeah, I don't think I would have one either.
It's a small sample. Mm-hmm. Well, why not? Get the gifts.
Yeah, at this point.
You could do what Mark did. I could get you a couple gifts and you could not say thank you until I remember you.
Thanks, Steve.
Look, I love golf. I've made no secret of that. And I go on and on about it to the point of people going, stop talking about it. But that's not important right now. What's important is that, you know, the MVPP revolves around the great game of golf this morning. Starting with Jonathan Snyder, director of the Freedom Golf, I want to get this right, the Freedom Golf Association. Let me go to Jonathan to make sure I got that right. Jonathan, is that right?
Yes, sir. Freedom Golf Association.
And the Freedom Golf Association does what?
We bring joy and a sense of freedom to the special needs and wounded veteran community through their inclusion in the game of golf. You know, basically, we just have a lot of fun with the game of golf and trying to teach the fundamentals to get more individuals out on the course.
And these are the people that wouldn't otherwise not have access to the game because, for instance, the recent FedEx Cup, you were able to put together several of them with Dustin Johnson, an opportunity to be around one of the best in the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We just had a very, very wonderful clinic at the BMW Championship. We can't thank the Western Golf Association, the BMW Championship, and Shriners enough for helping provide that opportunity for us.
Also joining us on the phone is Mike Ferguson. Let me get Mike in here as well. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us. This is awesome. We're happy to be here.
Mike is, he's worked as an advisor guiding first-time entrepreneurs how to get from concept to launch, but you're the part of the Freedom Golf Association as well. What do you want to add?
Well, you know, I joined this organization at the beginning of the year, and I've heard about it before. I played in the golf outing a few times, and it's a wonderful organization. We were founded back in 2012 by Edmund Sylvester, he goes by EQ Sylvester, who had a very successful business career, and then sold his company, retired, and within months had contracted sepsis. Now, he had planned on spending the rest of his life traveling and playing golf, and once he got sepsis, he woke up, you know, 3 weeks later from a coma and was a triple amputee. So lost both legs and one of his hands. And anyway, he tried to go out and play golf and was having a tough time and couldn't find anybody to teach him how to play golf. And then he realized, you know, there's a need out here for people that have had either physical or developmental problems that would like to play golf. And they just don't find they couldn't find anybody to teach them how. So he's like, well, now I'm 80 years old and I've got a new mission in life. I'm going to found an organization and we're going to train coaches and we're going to get people out to,
cool story.
To learn how to play golf.
I love the term adaptive golfers that you're using. Can you describe some of the challenges that the golfers, face? Like, I mean, you're helping children all the way to adults.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jonathan runs our clinic, so Jonathan might want to address that because he knows all the stuff, stories and everything. This is what he does on a daily basis.
We come across everyone with that from possibly losing the use of some of their limbs to individuals with developmental challenges, as well as stroke survivors and burn survivors that have to adjust to their new body. So that a lot of the time that is really what it comes down to, is just adjusting to their new bodies. And that's why we really love the term adaptive golf, because anytime you play golf, you have to adapt to the situation, whether it's the wind or the climate,
exactly,
or the weather. So
or how loudly
the individuals that we were, we try and keep that to a minimum.
Oh, that was me. Sorry. No, I mean, it's a hard game. It's the hardest game there is to play well. And to really enjoy it and to be able to get out in fresh air and to do it, especially when you had that capability at one point, and to be able to accept, you know, that you got an extra hurdle, to speed bump to get over in life, and have somebody working with you so you can enjoy the game again. I really salute what you guys do.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much therapeutic rehabilitation it actually provides.
I bet.
So one of our favorite stories, or one of my favorite stories, is from the BMW. We were invited out there to do this drive, hold a driving range clinic. And we invited a bunch of kids from Shriners Hospital, including our youth ambassador and Shriners Hospital's previous ambassador, Connor. And Connor and Connor's 13, Jonathan and another associate of ours, Tracy Raymond, were brought up on the driving range. Mark Wilson was in charge of everything. He used to be on tour for 17 years, and there was a crowd of about 200 people there. And Connor, who's been coming to our clinics, for a year or so now, Jonathan, and he's been, getting better and better, and now he's 13. He gets to compete in Illinois Junior Golf Association tournaments. And, you know, Connor's got this beautiful swing, and Mark Wilson is interviewing him and asking some questions. Connor just takes the microphone, turns around, and addresses these kids and talks about how he was, you know, when he was younger, he might have had some hardships in his life. He's 13. I'm thinking,
how about that?
When he was younger, and he gives a little motivational speech to these guys you know, how golf has changed his life and how he's so appreciative for Freedom Golf Association. And now he focuses and he sets goals, and he really goes out and attacks not just golf, but life. He's such a positive kid and doing fantastic. So, and then there was another, kid there who, Tim, who he was born with no arms. And now we've arranged for him to have some special clubs. I can't really tell you too much about it, but now he's going to be able to play golf as well.
Well, how do we help you guys?
Everybody can play golf.
Sure, absolutely, and it's important. How do we help you guys?
Well, we've got a casino night coming up. We'd like to mention that it's Friday, November 15th at Ruffled Feathers. So there's some sponsorship packages available. And depending on who's listening, what we really would like is some people to step up and say, you know what, this is a fantastic organization, and we'd like to make a donation. Or, you know, even a corporation that wants to say,
sure,
listen, I want to get behind this as well, and I want to sponsor you guys for a lot of your program for next year. That would be the best outcome that we could ever hope for.
And the best way to get that information and to get a hold of you guys to do it is to do what?
Go to our website.
Which is?
FGAGolf.org. FGAGolf.org.
FGAGolf.org. All right. Big shot.
Or give us a call. Can I put my phone number out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's, our number is 630-455-6018.
To bring the greatest game to everybody is a really cool mission to have. So along with your busy lives, I thank you, Jonathan, for what you do every day, and Mike for taking the time to do it as well.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
All the
we
best.
Appreciate you,
you bet. All the best, gentlemen.